听力课堂，听 class.com。
Previously on How I Met Your Mother.
She was completely amazing. She was amazing and funny and...
You have feelings for Ted. Maybe? I've just been offered a fellowship at a culinary institute in Germany.
Do you want to try long distance?
Yes! This long distance thing sucks, huh? And I really need to talk to you tonight.
She's gonna dump me.
She's not gonna break up with you, Ted.
Hello?
Do you want to come over?
Kids, your grandma always used to say to me, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. And she was right. When 2 a.m. rolls around, just go home and go to sleep. Case in point.
Hello?
Hi, Ted, it's Robin. Listen, I know it's late, but do you want to come over?
Let's back up a little bit.
And if I...
Boys. Okay, remember, stay out of the liquor cabinet. See the night. So, the life of a television reporter is very rewarding, and I strongly urge you to consider it as a career. Thank you. Yeah.
Do you have a fiance?
Marshall was here yesterday. They just learned the word fiance. Nope, I don't have a fiance.
And who do you live with?
Well, actually, I've got 5 dogs.
Don't you get lonely?
No, I've got 5 dogs.
My grandma has 5 cats and she gets lonely.
Well, yeah, that's cats. I'm not some pathetic cat lady. Not that your grandmother is... Does anyone else have a... Yes.
Are you a lesbian?
No, are you?
Just because a woman lives alone doesn't mean she's a lesbian.
Okay, let's have a big hand for Robin, the reporter.All right, our next guest is another...
So, Robin, you ever report on train wrecks? Because I just saw one. Tiny 5.
Laugh now. Those kids are monsters. They're going to eat you alive. He has a job doing... What do you do?
Please. Kids, let's wrap. You guys don't give half a brown Crayola what I do for a living, do you?
No.
No, no. I know what you want.
Magic.
Yeah!
Why hasn't she called yet?
Okay, you're making yourself crazy. It's Saturday night. Go out and do something.
Now, what's the point of going out? I got a girlfriend. For now. Besides, if I go out, who's going to watch the news? I'm like half your viewership.
I'm flattered you think we have 2 viewers.
And we're clear.
So, Shabatsky, got a boyfriend?
No. And why does this keep coming up today?
Oh, I just thought that guy you're on the phone with.
What? Oh, no, that was Ted. He's just a friend.I mean, there was this moment where we almost dated, but we want completely different things. Anyway, now he has his girlfriend in Germany, and he thinks she's calling to dump him tonight, but I don't think she is. And besides, we want completely different things.
We should have sex.
What?
Why not? We're both available, we're both attractive, we're both good at it. At least, I'm good at it. And even if you're not, don't worry, I'll have a good time either way.
Well, moving past the horrifying image of your hair helmet clanging against the headboard, I don't get involved with people I work with.
Get involved? Who said get involved? I'm just saying we should have sex.
It'd
be fun. Having sex is fun. Phone number, call me anytime. A lot of local teens in action tonight.
Hey, guys. Miss me?I missed you too. Ted, it's Robin. Listen, I know it's late, but do you want to come over? Ted?
Hi, I'm here.
Do you want to come over?
Why? What's up?
Well, I just finally set up my new juicer, and I was going to make some juice, and I was like, you know who likes juice? Ted.
I love juice.
Great. So you want to come over and make juice?
When it's after 2 a.m., just go to sleep, because the decisions you make after 2 a.m. are the wrong decisions.
Okay, sure, I'll come over, we'll juice.
Yes, we'll juice.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. This is fine. This is totally fine.
What's fine?
Oh, I'm going over to this girl's house to make some juice.
Nice.
No, it's not like that. We're juicing as friends. See, I have this girlfriend. I would never cheat on her. She lives in Germany. See, she was supposed to call me 4 hours ago to have a serious talk. I still haven't heard from her. I don't know. Sorry to bug you with my problems. Guess cab drivers are the new bartenders, huh?
You ain't kidding, kid. Want a nap?
You can just let me out right up here.
Where you going to, buddy?
Park Slope, 8th and 8th. Okay, here's where I left off with the last guy. See, I have a girlfriend, but going over to this other girl's house...
And you're wondering if I'd be upset. Hey, Ted, remember me, your girlfriend.
Okay, relax. Robin's just a friend.
Right. You're gonna go make some juice.
Yes, yes, juice is perfectly harmless. In fact, it's healthy.
Oh, yeah? Then why are you wondering what she looks like naked?
I am not wondering... Okay, even if I am wondering that, it's only because you put it in my head.
But I am just a manifestation of your subconscious, so actually, you put it in your own head.
Damn it! Nothing's gonna happen.
Right.
Okay, you want a second opinion? Fine. Hey, did she call? No. I need a ruling. Yeah, this is stupid. It's not even a big deal, but I'm on my way over to Robin's right now. She got a new juicer, whatever. We're gonna test it out.
Let me call you back. Honey, there's a situation developing. Do you remember the huge secret that you told me that you weren't supposed to, but you did? The thing about Robin?
Oh, you mean how Robin's in love with Ted?
What?
Yeah, she told me already. Go on.
Wait, so I'm the only one that she didn't tell? She told you and not me?
Well, I guess I'm just better friends with her than you are.
Oh, well, I'm better friends with Ted than you are.
That is a lie.
It is not a lie.
Okay, that's it. You and
me. Oh, you
I'm not afraid of you.
Come on. I'll show you things you've never seen before.
You're a man.
I used to box in the army. You're a dog's in the army.
Come on, pick up. Damn it, Victoria, where are you? Pick up, pick up.
Cupcake?
No, thanks. Where are you? Why haven't you called?
Oh, I'm out hooking up. With three other guys. Or maybe I'm a devoted girlfriend and I'm calling you right now.
Yeah, why do I doubt that? Hello?
Ted, I just saw the news and a truck carrying sulfuric acid overturned right in front of Robin's house. And it's melting through the sidewalk. You can see straight down into hell. It's bad. You should go home, dude.
Marshall, it's fine. Nothing's gonna happen.
Ted, what does your mom always say?
Nothing good ever happens
after 2 a.m. Go home. It's too late for juice.
Dude, Robin and I are just friends. She doesn't even like me that way.
Yes, she does. She likes you, she told me.
What?
It's a big secret, so don't tell her I told you. But she's very vulnerable right now, and you have a girlfriend. Go home, Ted.
She likes me?
Yes. So you see why it would be a very bad idea for you to go up there. Go home, Ted.
She likes me?
Go home, Ted!
You're right. I'll see you at home.
Good. He's going home.
He is so not going home.
I cannot believe you just told him.
What do you mean?
Lily, here's what you just said.
Ted, whatever you do, don't go up there. There's a beautiful girl who wants to have sex with you.
And then she's going to make you some delicious juice.
No, he's not going up there. He has more sense than that.
I did have more sense than that.
Keep the change.
But after 2 a.m., my good sense was sound asleep.
So you're doing this? You're going up there?
You want to get out of the way?
I'm not in the way.
You know, if you had just called me, I...
Hi.
Hey. I got some vegetables. I got carrots, I got beets.
Or we could just drink wine.
Why not? Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever said. Make it a big glass.
Sure.
So how's it hanging?
Have you ever had one of those days where nothing at all that monumental happens, but by the end of it, you have no idea who you are anymore or what the hell you're doing with your life? Do you ever have one of those days?
About once a week.
I don't know. It was just a rough day, and the only person I wanted to see at the end of it was you. So, how was the big phone call with your girlfriend?
When the clock strikes two, just go to sleep.
We broke up.
What?
Yeah, she finally called. We talked for a while, how hard long distance is, and then she dumped me.
Oh, Ted, I'm so sorry. That's just terrible. I feel awful.
You're smiling.
Am I? No, I'm not. I'm a news anchor. Smiling's a part of the job. Thousands died in a tragic avalanche today. See? You're smiling, too.
Yeah. I have no idea what that's all about.
There's got to be a morning after.
How much does Korean Elvis rock? I'll answer that. Infinity. He rocks infinity.
Hey, it's time for bed.
What? No, it's 2:30.
And nothing good ever happens after 2 a.m.
You know, I have found in my travels that all the best things in life happen after 2 a.m. When I look back at the best stories of my life, the Liberty Bell incident, the little scrape I got in at the Russian embassy, the almost four-way.
You never had a four-way.
I said almost. All those things happened after 2 a.m. Because after 2 a.m. is when things get, audience, say it with me, legendary.
Go ahead, Brian.
What's that? Interesting theory, Barney, but I'll need some proof? Okay. Korean Elvis, how would you like to have a drink with me and my friends?
Rock and roll.
And it begins.
Hey, I got a new phone. Same as yours. Look.
Oh, yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah. This is some solid small talk. I had that other phone, and it was good. But I think the whole time a little part of me wanted this phone instead. This phone, feels right.
Wow. Weird.
Yeah. I should probably take this.
I'll be here.
Hello?
Ted, this is your main man, K.E. I want you to shake a tail feather down here ASAP, you dig?
Okay. Sorry about that. Was that Korean Elvis?
I'll explain later. Hey, we're headed down to McLaren's.
Actually, I'm at Robin's. Yeah, and, I might have done something bad. I just lied and told her I broke up with Victoria.
Ted, I don't want to swear in front of Korean Elvis, but what the bleep are you doing, dude?
Expect from me, it's Robin. Victoria's great, but it's Robin. I've made up my mind. I'm going to end it with Victoria.
Gonna?
Yes, first thing tomorrow.
Okay, but as of right now at 2:45 a.m., you still have a girlfriend. Ted, I love you. I love Robin. But if you do this right now, your entire future with her will be built on a crime.
Just go home, Ted. Don't do this the wrong way.
I hate how you're always right.
It's my best and most annoying trait.
I'm coming home. I'll see you soon. Hey.
Hey.
I should probably get going. It's pretty late. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I understand. It's fine. Yeah.
Can I call you tomorrow?
Totally. Totally. Call me tomorrow.
Okay. Good night, Robin.
Night, Ted. Making out.
Mm-hmm. Right?
This is crazy.
Right? Right?
Should we go to my room? I mean, there's five dogs in there, but...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just, I have to run to the bathroom real quick.
Okay. What you doing?
I'm calling you. We're breaking up. I'm doing this right now. I'm coming out of this bathroom a single man.
Okay. Say, Ted, how long do you think that conversation's gonna be? Length of an average pee? No. We're gonna be on the phone for at least 20 minutes. Robin's out there. She's gonna think you're in here taking a massive...
What do you want from me? People break up. It happens.
Not like this. Not from the bathroom of the girl that you're about to sleep with.
It's not ideal.
Meanwhile, back at the bar, Barney was still trying to prove that good things can happen after 2 a.m.
Come on, Lily. How many women can say they've been personally serenaded by Korean Elvis?
Barney, you tried. I think that's great, but we're going.
No! No, come
yes.
on! Dude, we haven't hit legendary yet. We're only at the left. We still got the gen, the death, the re.
Okay, if we're at the lads, and I say we follow it up with it's go home.
Oh, wow, you just got burned. Phonic style.
No. Baby, don't go. Just one dance, huh?
Okay, seriously.
Hey, I know what you like.
And so, Barney was right. The night was legendary. It would come to be known as the time Lily kicked Korean Elvis in the nards.
Hey, you guys remember the time that Lily kicked Korean Elvis in the nards?
You're right. I owe you a real breakup call. I'll call you tomorrow.
Good. So you're gonna go home?
Why should I have to go home? You know, there's every chance Robin's the woman I'm gonna marry.
Ted.
It could happen! And so really, what's it gonna matter in 50 years if I jump the gun by one night? Look, I know this is a moral gray area, but it's Robin. And I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from pretending I'm not in love with her. I think that makes this okay.
Oh, please, you just wanna get laid.
Yes, I do. You got me. That is exactly what I want right now. And so what? I want this. She wants this. It's happening. And if you have a problem with it, don't be in Germany. It's been nice pretending to talk to you. Thanks for not calling me, and good night.
That's not your phone.
This isn't my phone.
Okay. Bye. I thought it was mine, so I answered it.
Was it?
It was your girlfriend. You might want to call her back.
Thank you.
but it's getting too much to take. I close my eyes, I know my heart's about to break.
I called Victoria from the cab, and we broke up.
Yes.
And there you have it, kids. The stupidest thing I've ever done. In one night, I managed to hurt two people I cared about. And none of it would have happened if I had just listened to my mom.
Saying I'm sorry till I'm blue in the face. Leaves me empty.
So I guess if there's a lesson to be learned here, it's this. When it's after 2 a.m., just go to sleep.